again. We'll be right back. Wow. Don't forget to leave. band is called Kusha, Japanese artist, so Mike says, and we play a song called We Can't Stop. Pretty cool sound for them. Nightlines is the album that we got. That
reminds me a little bit of Keep Shelley in Athens kind of sound.
Yeah, they have that kind of dark, that dark, deep kind of sound, don't they?
Yeah. Same label as well. They're in Cassine.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah. Cassine definitely likes that sound in their artists a lot. Bonobo before that did a song called Return to Air. That's off of the Flashlight EP. What a great EP that is. And then Xylo play a song called America. Rat-Tat-Tat did Cream on Chrome. That's off of LP5. We start off the whole set with Crack and Smack songs called Where You Been, but that was the Hammer Che Tick remix.
So that Rat-A-Tat track is a brand new single off their forthcoming album, and they haven't had an album release in almost 5 years now. This thing is not coming out till the end of the summer sometime. The last album they had was, do you remember, LP4?
Yeah.
So the people are loved quite creative here.
People loved LP4.
Yeah. So maybe they'll like LP5 as well. And this only comes in vinyl long play version.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. But why else would you call it LP?
There's
you're
no
being
reason.
Nostalgic here, but
I doubt there's any vinyl on this one.
Yeah, it's only available as an MP3.
I don't know. Vinyl is making a comeback.
It sure is. Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I don't know why. It's a pain. I've been setting up vinyl. I was setting up a bunch of vinyl for people, and what a pain.
What do you mean? You got to set up a turntable.
You know, just find a place where it won't skip. Make sure the needle's okay. If you don't have a needle, where are you going to get it? That's just a...
I bet the new receivers don't even have like a grounding switch on their outlet on there.
You got to use a retro stuff, or you got to get a turntable amplifier. It's just a pain. Not for you and I, because you and I have old stuff, but most people that want to get into it, it's not as simple as just that. It's much easier just to go Spotify on your iPhone and plug it into a amp.
I don't know. You know, there's not very many audiophiles out there anymore because people are perfectly content sending music via Bluetooth to some Bluetooth speaker that they have sitting on their living room table, and the speaker is like, what, a 1-inch speaker or something like that?
Yeah, right. And thinking it's got good bass. Okay, we're starting to sound old, aren't we?
Yeah, my B&O system at home, man, the stacks are just great.
If you have a B&O system, it's guaranteed to be broken by now.
Well, they still sell new stuff.
Yeah, they do, right? I know. I don't know why anybody buys it.
Yeah. All right, let's play some more music here so you can play them through your Bluetooth speakers here at home. We got some Gaudi. I'm not even going to pronounce the name of the song. Let's just play it. Stay Mike with it.